I want to speak to John White, who's involved in a campaign that we often hear about now. John, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, John. Tell us about Save Our Sunflower.
The Save Our Sunflower campaign, Frank, was set up for my sister Sharon. Sharon has a very rare form of leukemia, and we're trying to find a stem cell donor for her. She's a 43-year-old mother of three. She's three young boys, and then her husband Alan. And she was diagnosed there in February with leukemia, and then it was found. She was told by doctors that she has a rare form of leukemia, first of all, and then she has a very rare blood and tissue type. So we're on the march now, as I say, to try and basically to get as many people on the blood stem cell register as possible.
Yeah, you say on the march. This is all part of Sharon's army that you refer
yes,
to.
Yeah.
And what do people need to do? What sort of invitation are you issuing? I think you're targeting people aged 16 to 30, is that right?
Yes, 16 to 30 is the main group, and it would be under the banner of the Anthony Nolan Trust, and it's basically just doing a quick swab test with their organisers and helpers, and that is then sent away, and the match is it's all that information is gathered on a worldwide website and a register, and then it can be whoever needs stem cells throughout the world can then access those people who can be then taken, and stem cells can be taken from them and put in the people who are looking at them who have leukemia.
And what is the position with Sharon at this moment in time?
Sharon at the moment is, she's about to start more chemotherapy next week. And then after that, the search is still on for a stem cell donor. So it's friends and family and Good Samaritans are out at the moment just trying to get as many people from the local area, from Ireland, UK, on the stem cell register as possible, just to give her a better chance. And it's not only for Sharon as well, this is for other people around the world as well, especially from Ireland and the UK. And it's helping everybody, not just Sharon.
So if you match the required standard or level or description for a particular patient, what happens then? If I'm 16 to 30 and I register and I'm chosen, what's the next step for me?
The next step then is then you'll go to your doctors and the doctor will give you a quick blood test. After that, the blood tests are sent away. And if you're found to be a 100% match for a person with a leukemia, the bloods are then, you're then asked your permission to help this person. They will come to your house and over a course of a few days, they will give you a few tablets. And tablets just stimulate the stem cells in your bone marrow. And then you're connected to what can only be described as like a blood transfusion, where the stem cells are actually taken out of your blood and then your blood goes back into your body. So it's quite painless. It takes a few hours. There's not much side effects from it at all. And if people have to take time off work and things like that to go and do this here, they will be reimbursed by either the Anthony Nolan or DKMS UK for that. But you're saving someone's life, so it's a great thing, you know. So
it's amazing, isn't it? You literally could save someone's life.
But that's what it is, you know. And it's there's children out there looking stem cell donations, and there's even people in on the register at the moment who are desperate in need of stem cells. And you know, you're basically someone's superhero.
We should emphasise for Anthony Nolan is 16 to 30, but if you are aged over 30, you made a reference to DKMS, you can register. We're not eliminating people who are over 30.
Well, DKMS is 18 to 55, and the DKMS is quite good in that you just go onto their website, you enter your date of birth and your details, and then they actually send a swab test out to your house. And you can actually sit at home, do the swab test. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes. And then you pop it back in the post and everything's free. It's all free post, and that gets you onto the stem cell register as well.
Okay, well, check out DKMS, check out the Anthony Nolan Trust as well. John, it's well worth highlighting, and regards to Sharon and all the family, and thanks for describing it to us.
Thank you very much. Frank, it's like I say, it's a worthwhile cause. You could be saving someone's life. There's thousands of people throughout the world that are desperate in need of stem cells, Sharon being just one of them. And we really hope that people will take up our cause. And if you see us out on the streets, come over, speak to us, speak to Anthony Nolan and the DKMS guys. They're really, really helpful. And they will explain to you in detail exactly what the process is. It's very, very simple, and people shouldn't be actually afraid of this. You know, it's quite simple and painless.
Absolutely. John, very well described. Thank you indeed. That's John White, who is Sharon's brother.